Hi, I'm Ian Griffiths, and this is a talk from the Building Business Applications with Silverlight 4 series. In this talk, we're going to show how to do master details type views. So in previous talks, we created a user interface for showing events that a user might want to attend, and also we created a page for editing the details of a particular event. But so far, all we're doing is simple editing of fields, showing things like the title and the description and the venue for a particular event. We also are going to need to show and be able to edit the set of tracks that the talk sort of broken down into, and also the talks themselves, so that administrators can configure the available content for a particular event. And for this, we're going to use a master details style of view. Hierarchical data is involved here. Each event has several tracks, each track has several talks, and so the edit event page we created earlier is going to grow a couple of grids. One grid to list all the tracks, and then one grid to list the talks for the selected track. Now we need to do a couple of things to make this work. At the moment, our page is fetching a single entity, one event at a time, so it can show the details for that. And when you do this with RIA services, all you get back by default is that single entity. And you'd be in a similar situation if you weren't using RIA services. If you just had a web service that returns a single object and you want to get hold of related objects, you've got extra work to do. You're going to have to somehow arrange for the server to provide all the related information as well. Now, if you're running a WCF service, well, you just write the code to do that yourself. With RIA services, we have a couple of tasks to do to make that happen. We're using the entity framework under the covers here, so the first thing we've got to do is to make sure the entity framework queries the database in the right way to get the information we need out of the database in the first place. If we're not getting out of the database, there's no way we're going to get it onto the client side. So we're going to have to tell the entity framework which entities we're interested in. And we can use the include method that's available on any entity collection to say, please bring me back these related entities when you execute this query. But that won't be enough. RIA services does not presume that you necessarily want to provide entities across the network boundary just because they happen to be present. So if you give it the results of some entity framework query that happens to include a bunch of related entities, then unless you ask, those related entities will not be included in the results. So we've got to tell the entity framework what we require, and we've got to tell RIA services what we require. So let's go back to the project and make that happen. So here is the edit event page. Right now we've just got a bunch of fields for editing the title, the description, and so on of our event. And we're going to want to provide a list of tracks and talks. I'll do that first. So I'll just add the two data grids that I require to my user interface. So let me split this grid up into a couple of columns. I'm going to go to the data sources window, and I'm going to drag on grids for the tracks and the talks. Now I'm not going to just drag stuff from the event track directly, because I want the tracks that are related to the selected event. I do this by going to the event entity, expanding that, and then finding the relevant item underneath that. If I drag this one on, I am telling RIA services, I'm telling Visual Studio, in fact, that I want only those entities, only those tracks that are related to the selected event. And if I drill into this and pull the talks out from under there, I get a similar thing going on. I'm only going to get, I actually managed to drag that on. There we are. This says I only want the talks that are related to the selected track because of how I did this. If we take a quick peek in the XAML to see how that worked, let me just close that to get a bit more space. I've only got the one domain data source. This is the thing that is fetching the event in the first place. If we just go and find its query specification, which will be one of these attributes on the end here, this query name attribute says what information this domain data source is going to go and fetch. It's going to use the get events query. So it's only fetching events right now. And then there are no other domain data sources in this window. When I dragged those other two grids on, I did not get extra domain sources. Instead, what I got were a couple of collection view sources, both of which are actually hooked up to the original source. So both of them have the element name attribute of the binding expression to point them at the original event domain data source. Actually, the second one, it points itself at the first one. So this, the list of tracks, basically digs out the tracks out of the original event domain data source, then this one, the talk, says please get me the talks from the current track. So Visual Studio understands this idea of hierarchical data, so it's configured things on the client side to work in the right way. But for any of this to work, the data needs to come back from the service in the appropriate way. So let me save that, and now we've got to go and change things a little bit on the server side. So, over in my project, if I open up the event manager domain service.metadata file, now if you watched the first talk where I set up this project in the first place, you may remember that when I asked the Visual Studio wizard to create the domain service for me, I checked a checkbox saying that I would like the metadata classes to be added to the project. And that creates this file here, and this gives me a place to configure the way I'd like the individual entities to behave. So for example, I can go to the event metadata class to configure things about how event entities are handled. And here I'm going to say, well, we know that an event has a set of related tracks, and if those tracks are available on the server-side entity, I would like them to be included when Rhea Services copies that data over to the client side. This include attribute says, please provide the client with these entities if they're available in memory on the server side in the first place. And I'll do the same thing on the event track entity. If I go to that type, which is here, I'd like to get all the talks as well. So now, as long as those navigation properties are populated, Rhea Services is going to copy the data across for me. But it won't do that, obviously, if the data's not there in the first place. In particular, Rhea Services is never going to ask the entity framework to do a delayed fetch. In principle, it could do that. In principle, it could say, oh, I've been asked to include these entities. You better go get them for me. But it doesn't do that. It will only copy across data that we have already explicitly loaded. So as well as having modified this metadata, we're also going to have to make a change in the domain service code to ensure that we fetch the data we required. So here I am in my event manager domain service, and I'm going to go and find the get events method. Now actually, I don't always want to return all the related talks and tracks. So on my main homepage, where I list the events, I'm only listing the events. It will be a waste of time and network bandwidth to fetch all the tracks of all the talks of all the events, just so I can show a list of events. So actually, the default behavior here of not fetching related entities is exactly what I require. I only want to fetch related entities in the scenarios where that matters to me. So I'm going to add a copy of this method. I'm going to call it get events with tracks and talks. So I'm providing a separate operation on my domain service that gets all the information. And it's in here that I'm going to configure the entity framework to get the pieces I require. So if I, after I've requested the particular entity set, if I call an include method, I can specify the path of related entities that I'd like to be available. So I can say, off the events, I'd like the event tracks to be available. That's the name of the navigation property. If I go back and look at the metadata and go and find the event metadata, it's the name of this thing here. I'm saying I'd like that to be populated when we run this query. And likewise, I'd like the talks property of the event track entities to be populated as well. So this will basically get all the information. It will get all the talks and all the tracks for any of the events that are being queried here. So now all I need to do is make sure that this query gets used instead of the standard one on the page where this actually matters. So if I go back to my edit event page and go and find my domain data source, here it is. Remember, the query name attribute is the thing that says which query is going to be used to go and fetch this. So rather than the base get events query, I'm going to use the get events with tracks and talks query instead. So with that in place, if I run this, go to my home page and select one of the events. I'll choose the first one because I happen to know that's already populated with a bunch of talks, and click Edit Events. So you can see I've got all of the tracks for this particular talk. So So I've got a usability track, I've got a developer designer track, a search engine optimization track, and as I select these items, you can see it showing me the related talks over here. Now again, I should probably remove some of the columns here. There's no real need for the end user to see these ID columns, but the basic principle is in place here. So what I had to do was I had to configure the client side, which I did through the data sources window, by simply dragging the entities out of the appropriate place in the hierarchy of the data sources window. That configured my collection view sources to get the right master details behavior on the client side. And that, by the way, would work whether I'm using WCF RIA services or anything else that provides data in a hierarchical fashion. And then on the server side, I had to make sure that I provided an operation that was going to provide all of the related data by a combination of configuring the entity framework to return the entities I require and configuring RIA services to include those entities when it passes them back across the wire. I was able to provide a single query that got all the data required by this page in one round trip.